What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Save Your Tears by The Weeknd from his 2020 album After Hours. Now, I know it's the holiday season, and everybody's starting to go home, they're finishing finals, and, you know, they're really happy that everything's done. You know, we got a couple more weeks left in 2023, people want to live it down, relax. Well, I know people during this time would be playing holiday music, Christmas music, Hanukkah music, any of that good stuff. I know I'm sure a lot of the shows that have been playing today have been playing holiday music and have been saying their farewells, but I ain't not gonna be doing that. I may have done that in the past, but I ain't doing it this year because something else happened this year that I think is more important. So, if you guys don't know, at the beginning of this month, something very important happened. Fortnite started their new chapter 5 in the game, chapter 5 season 1, and with that, they introduced a bunch of new game modes. Now, I got pulled into playing Fortnite because of these game modes. I only started playing a couple weeks ago, and I'm hooked. I'm going to tell you, I'm hooked. Specifically because they said that these new game modes are going to be permanent additions to the game, right? So the one that pulled me in initially was Lego Fortnite, which is essentially Minecraft, which is crazy, except it's Lego, which super cool. Love that. But then secondly, they teamed up with Rocket League to create a racing mode in their game called Rocket Racing, which is also crazy fun and just crazy in general. But then the third new mode they created, they teamed up with the team that designed the Rock Band games and the Guitar Hero games, and they created their version of that called Fortnite Festival. So if you can see where I'm going with this, in the first season of Fortnite Festival, they've released a series of songs that you can play in the mode. You can play it on vocals, drums, bass, or lead guitar. And there's a bunch of songs, but they're rotating through, and they're super fun. It's super fun. Like, if you're a fan of Guitar Hero or Rock Band or those kinds of games, you would enjoy this game mode. It's become super popular already. But one of the things they did is they headlined it with The Weeknd. They dropped a Weeknd pack. They dropped a bunch of Weeknd songs in the mode. And obviously one of them was Save Your Tears. So I hope you enjoy the show, because today's show will be all songs from the Fortnite Festival Season 1 catalog. So without further ado, let's hop into the next song, which is the one and only Olivia Rodrigo singing from her new album Guts, Vampire.
Hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built off people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes. You told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, fucked up little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls, age know better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw different parts as you sunk your teeth into me. Let sucker, fame fucker, bleed me dry like a goddamn vampire.
Let's start living dangerously.
That was Cake by the Ocean by DNCE. If you guys don't remember, about last month, we talked about our, or my, rather, favorite songs from Disney Channel Originals. Well, you may remember Camp Rock and Joe Jonas. That is Joe Jonas's group, DNCE, which he was in after the Jonas Brothers. Fun fact. I feel like everyone knows that, though, so I don't think that that's that interesting. Okay, so I'm going to go on a little more about the Fortnite Festival mode, because that's the theme of the show. So yeah, it's exactly like the Guitar Hero Rock Band style, where the notes come down and you have to hit them at the right time. And there's easy, medium, hard, and expert. I'm not great at the mode, so I will go easy, medium most of the time. I got a friend hooked on it, and she has been playing it expert, which uses 5 buttons instead of 4, which on the actual guitar controllers makes sense, but we're using either a Switch Pro controller or just a Switch Lite. That's what she uses, and she kills it. So yeah, that's like, it's crazy. I'm much better at the other modes. I enjoy Festival, but I'm not great at Festival. But the selection of songs in Fortnite Festival is crazy. I don't know how they exactly got all of the artists to agree, whether it was through their record labels or reached out to them personally, but they got some really popular songs, but they're really good, and they're all very fun to play the different parts. But specifically with bass, which a lot of people say is the easiest, this next song I'm about to play for you is probably the most fun to play. And I love saying this just because it has such a nice ring to it. But without further ado, now here is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you, oh please. I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh. I'm wearing your cologne. I'm a bad guy.
am a god.
She's got makeup by the mirror in her bedroom. Thigh-high fishnets and some black boots. Nose pierced with the cigarette perfume. Half dead, but she still looks so cute. She is a monster in disguise, and she knows all the words to the trap songs. Takes pics with a cherry red lipstick. Says she only dates guys with the big.
That was MGK and Willow singing Emo Girl, Crazy Song. And yes, that song is also included in Fortnite Festival. It's very fun. Yeah, it has a fun melody, so it's very fun to play. But I love that they picked a songs from a wide variety of genres, but obviously songs that are traditionally played with band-like or a full sounding set of instruments, so it's easy for them to insert vocal tracks and drum tracks and bass tracks and lead guitar tracks, so it's easy to follow along and then progress as you increase in difficulty. But if you don't know what time it is, it's time for the PSA. Now here's a quick PSA. If you've experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain, and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. And that was brought to you by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Well, now that that's done, back to the show. One of my favorite songs that they have put on the Fortnite Festival catalog, I haven't gotten it yet, because that is one thing that you can do. They've added these songs to the item shop. So you have the regular rotation of songs that's randomly generated. But if there's a particular song that you really, really enjoy playing, you can actually purchase it from the item shop and have it in your catalog. So you can play it whenever you want. One detail that they don't advertise, though, is one of the features of owning a song is you can play it off of any of the four instruments as an emote in Battle Royale. So people have been emoting them singing or playing riffs after they kill get people out, which is kind of funny. But, yeah, without further ado, I keep saying that this show because there is no ado. Here is the wonderfully, fantastically crazy Suburban and his hit single, Cradles.
I live inside my own world of make-believe. Kids screaming in the cradles, profanities. I see the world through ice covered in ink and bleach. Cross out the ones who heard my cries and watched me weep. I love everything. Fire spreading all around my room. My world's so bright, it's hard to breathe, but that's alright. Hush.
Time.
That was Fall Out Boy and My Songs, Know What You Did in the Dark. I feel like whenever I think of that song, I always think about the end of Pitch Perfect 2 when Das Sound Machine is performing their heart out. Unpopular opinion, but Das Sound Machine should have definitely won that a cappella competition in Pitch Perfect 2. They're way better than the Bardenbellas. They're so much better. They were so much more coordinated and all that good stuff. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Fortnite Festival. And fun fact, that song, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, is actually currently, if you want to own the song, like I was talking about before, you can't buy it in the shop. You have to buy what they've created as an additional battle pass called the Festival Pass, which by playing songs and collecting a new currency of music notes, you can unlock free rewards. And then if you invest V-Bucks and buy the like pro expansive rewards, one of the things you can unlock is this song. That's the only way to get it. It's kind of annoying because it's such a good song. But one song that is available in the item shop right now, and it's such a great song, such a banger, so good, by the queen herself, Lady Gaga. Here is Bad Romance.
Romance, Roma, Roma, Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance? Roma, Roma, Gaga. veux ton amour et je veux ton revanche. Je donne amour. I don't wanna be friends.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
That was Thunder by Imagine Dragons, also a part of the Fortnite Festival catalog. Great song, great song. Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, especially to play. It's a good song. That song specifically was a request by my best friend Maddie. Shout out Maddie. Yeah, I mean, it's great. So far, like, the catalog is so good. It has such a great selection. And I know they've said that they plan on releasing even more new songs into the mix, into the rotation. One thing that's a little weird, though, I'm not a fan of it. I know some people are fine with it, but I personally am not a fan of it, is Epic Games, the developers of Fortnite, have some of their own music that they have included in the Fortnite festival rotation. So there's all these great pop songs, rock songs, alternative songs that everybody knows and loves. So they're really fun to hop on and play. But then there's also some songs written by Epic Games that are in the mix. And some of them are good. There's a couple of them that are good. But there's some of them that are a little, so I'm not a big fan of that. So hopefully in the future, they kind of wane off of that and go into more of these classic songs that everybody knows, that everybody loves. Because, like, having Cake by the Ocean on there, having Emo Girl on there, having Bad Romance on there is really good because those are such recognizable songs that a lot of people know. But by far, the most recognizable song of the past maybe 20 years made it on, which is crazy because the song is the one song that is not edited and sound mixed as a traditional band sound. There's not a lot of those traditional sounds, but Fortnite worked with the song and got out all of the parts, and it's super fun to play. But it's even just crazier that it's on here at all. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the one and only, the OG K-pop hit before K-pop was even a thing, a term that was used in common speech. And behind that is one man who you may know as the sole financial proprietor and producer of the hit animated film The Nut Job. If you don't know who I'm talking about, it's P.S.Y. Psy, and here is his hit single, Gangnam Style.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Oppan Gangnam Style.
Shuffling.
Put your hands up for LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem, the pinnacle of childhood music. Honestly, I think that's a big part of why Fortnite Festival is so successful, at least among my general age demographic, is because a lot of the music that's on there is music from the early 2010s, mid-2010s, or the 2020s with some really recent music like MGK and The Weeknd, and then like obviously Olivia Rodrigo's album Guts literally came out this year. But a lot of that other music like Lady Gaga and Fall Out Boy and Imagine Dragons and Psy and LMFAO, that's all music from a lot of people's childhoods. So it connects with them and they hit people on a nostalgia level and get them to go, oh my goodness, the music is great. Everyone knows this music. Most people love this music. So let's get them in. And then probably once everyone gets a feel for it, people enjoy the songs, people buy the songs, then they might rotate out some new music, some different genres. I know one song that's on there, which is not on this playlist, is called, I think it's called The Search by NF or NF by The Search. I don't know. Before Fortnite Festival, I had not heard the song, but it's a rap song, which you can imagine on a rhythm-based game is kind of crazy, even on the easier modes of clicking the buttons when someone's spitting really fast. Not the best for most people, but I could see them inputting people like Kendrick or people like J. Cole or people who also have very popular music, even like Drake or ASAP or people that have really popular music that a lot of people know and that can also help them track different people's play styles. Maybe they have a whole rap section and people are really good at quick button pressing, but they can vary and they can move on from that. But for now, they've definitely got a good thing going by choosing really popular songs that hit on a more personal and emotional level for a lot of people, which I think is really smart. That's a really good tactic. And as crazy and wild as Epic Games has been historically, I think they're a very intelligent company, and I think some of the decisions they make are very intelligent, although they are very crazy and sometimes not in the public's best interest. For example, them stealing people's TikTok dances off of the app and then selling them as emotes on Fortnite. That's kind of crazy. That was one of the reasons I didn't have Fortnite for a long time, because they would do stuff like that. They just sued Google and Apple because they want more autonomy from paying, from having to get price cuts on their apps, on their stores, and they also have their own store. So they're like battling on all fronts. That's a whole other thing. But after all of that music, once again, I'll reiterate, we had The Weeknd, Olivia Rodrigo, DNCE, Billie Eilish, MGK, Suburban, Fall Out Boy, Lady Gaga, Imagine Dragons, Psy, and LMFAO. After all of that, I know I said the most popular song. I said the most fun song, the most well-known song. I've said all that. But now, the best song from Fortnite Festival right now. Everybody loves it. It's a great song. You know it. You love it. I know you know it, and I know you love it. And I'll tell you why it's so great. It's the only song that I have bought off of the item shop. I own this song, so I can play it whenever I want. And it is amazing. It is perfect. It is great. Four men standing in a lineup on a blue background. You know what it is. It's Weezer, and it's their hit single, Buddy Holly. What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they gotta front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent? Ooh, but you know I'm yours. Ooh, and I know you're mine. Ooh, and that's for all of us. We, you, I And that's our last show for the semester. If you liked what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday, a great holiday season, and a great rest of your 2023. Ooh, played that a little early. So I'm going to leave you out with some Rivendell, and then we'll get into the next show.